RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Health made easy. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
In honor of National Doggy Day, and my little Scarlet Begonias gets an extra big doggy treat today, but we're talking about conquering the superbug with dog kisses. My guest is David Foreman. He's a retired pharmacist, author, and radio host of the syndicated show, The Herbal Pharmacist. Welcome back to the show, David. So let's talk a little bit about the superbug. We hear about it. You know, we've heard about MRSA. We've heard about all these things that can happen that are so hard to treat. So what is the superbug, and should we all be concerned?
Yeah, actually, you know how every year we get that little flu scare, that, you know, bird flu, swine flu, and, you know, and it's the pandemic and nothing really usually happens. Well, I can tell you, this is a legit concern, okay? This is the thing we should actually be worried about, not the flu stuff. Even the World Health Organization, 2 years in a row, has issued a worldwide, you know, educational program for healthcare providers to really look at, you know, how much we're over sanitization of everything, and the overuse of antibiotics, not just in humans, but in our agriculture, and because the superbug problem is real and it's not going to go away. And, you know, there's even estimates by the CDC that we could end up becoming a society where antibiotics just don't work ever. And so I don't want to be a conspiracy theory kind of sounding guy, but as a retired pharmacist and now a guy who spends all of his time on natural health and healing, this is one of those things you need to pay attention to.
I completely agree with you, David. And the fact is that, and I told you off air, I was just in my trending, I was talking about that, our microbiomes, our gut bacteria, and the fact that we are seeing more autoimmune diseases, specifically autoimmune diseases, Crohn's and lupus and MS and these things. And that we sanitize, our chicken has antibiotics, our milk has antibiotics and hormones, the eggs do, all of these things. It's just we're killing everything, including the good stuff that we need. So now on to National Doggy Day.
Uh-oh.
Do dogs, are we over-sanitizing our little dogs? Are there kisses? Do they have gross bacteria in their tongues and things that we should be getting?
Okay, so here's the thing. There's actually a study going on right now at the University of Arizona looking at dog kisses and whether or not they're actually healthy for you, primarily for helping, like, reduce the amount of allergies that people have, asthma. And the idea is that there's good bacteria, sort of like a probiotic, in a dog kiss. And but I can tell you right now, I have a lab. I love dogs, but I know where they lick sometimes, and mine doesn't do that, but I still do not want her tongue anywhere near my face or my mouth. And, you know, I'm seriously, like, if you really want to get a probiotic, you know, friendly bacteria for your gut, take a supplement version of it. Try to eat the foods that were originally fermented that way and make them part of your everyday diet. But God's sakes, man, don't expect to get it from your dog. That's just, I love my dog, don't get me wrong. It's just kissing, that's just gross.
It's just disgusting. And the fact is, because they lick their own butts, for God's sakes. And they lick the floor and they lick the carpet. And they, I mean, really, you just, that's gross. But it is true that all of these things that we're doing, and we can help them with our probiotics in a supplement and get those fermented foods, the kimchi and the sauerkraut and pickles and things like that. But really, when we think about it, our mothers used to say, eat a little dirt. And that's kind of true, isn't it?
Yeah, it is interesting, you know, and it's funny because, you know, everybody's, you know, definitely everybody's concerned about the superbug thing, or if they're not, they're going to be when you and I are done with it. But the reality is that we're all going to come in contact with bacteria and viruses on a daily basis, you know, unless you're in a glass bubble, you know, you're going to come in contact with stuff. And for my reality, it's like, I'm going to take care of my immune system. Because if my immune system's doing what it's supposed to do, it's going to identify the bad bacteria, viruses, even mutant cells my body produces, and it's going to destroy them. And so, you know, my message for people, yeah, probiotics are actually part of that program, believe it or not. You know, I use a medicinal mushroom compound called AHCC to activate my immune system. I take antioxidants on a daily basis. When I'm traveling like I am today, I'm in Philadelphia today. I live in Tampa. I can't eat the way I want to. I take that CranMax supplement for antioxidants, and that way I've got myself covered. But you know, the reality is, like, we're all going to come in contact, Melanie, right? I mean, with something, and the bottom line is take care of your immune system, and it'll take care of you.
So you mentioned a CRAN supplement that you take, and cranberries and pomegranates, so, so good for antioxidants, and pomegranates are like one of my favorite foods, but they're a pain in the ass. And to try and seed those little things, I like it when you can buy them already seeded in the package, then I dump them on every damn thing. But
exactly.
Do you like us to eat the real food, or do you, as you say, when you're traveling sometimes, you can't always, you know, eat that way and be that healthy. So where do supplements come in? Are they a daily thing, an only traveling thing? Because David, really honestly, I take CoQ10, a multivitamin, extra vitamin D, a probiotic, and my fish oil. But when you start thinking about taking the antioxidants and the green tea and the... We could be taking 100 supplements a day.
Right. Well, I can tell you that my approach, and I tell people, like, you know, I practice what I preach. So, you know, I do try to drink my 20 to 24 ounces of green tea every day. I do try to let my food be my medicine. But the reality is, though, when we talk about antioxidants, we're talking about vibrantly colored, usually fruits. And, you know, if I buy, you know, if I buy cherries, they're usually in season, you know, or they're, you know, they're not picked green and then ripened somewhere else. But most of the things that we consume are picked tomatoes. We'll take an example. Super high in antioxidants when it's a ripened tomato. When it's not, and it's picked in, you know, picked while it's still green and then, you know, shipped on a truck. And then, you know, you got to sit it on your kitchen counter for a couple of days to change color. They're not, those things don't have those antioxidants in it. So, it's because I can't guarantee that even the stuff when I'm at home, it's going to have all the nutritional value just because of the way we farm, the way we harvest. Yeah, I still take a supplement on a daily basis, regardless of whether I'm at home, you know, or whether I'm on the road. I still take them. It's that ounce of prevention that I do. And I think it's why I don't get sick, to be honest with you.
Well, it's true. Everything is a little bit different. Our even when they say don't eat soy, it contains, you know, too much of the phytoestrogens and such. But the soy we produce here is not like the soy in Japan, and our soil is different now, and we've depleted the soil of so many of those macronutrients that it needs. I mean, you could really go down the list and see that at the very cellular level, we are missing out on so many of these things. So as far as the dog day thing, you're saying as the herbal pharmacist, Don't lick your dog. Don't let him lick you. Don't let him lick your lips. Don't make out with your dog. That's great advice.
Yeah. No French kissing the dog.
No French kissing our dogs, even though it is National Dog Day and we do love our little pups. But give them a little treat and a nice little hug, maybe an extra long walk, because that'll be good. So wrap it up for us in about 30 seconds or so with your best advice about building our immune systems in better ways than kissing our dogs.
All right. Well, other than the probiotics, taking HCC on a daily basis, taking my Cranmax on a daily basis, getting enough rest, and avoiding sugar. Sugar is one of the worst things for your immune function, and even starchy foods because they convert to sugar. Sugar weakens your immune system by decreasing immune cells and making the immune cells that are floating around dumb. They don't know what to do. So doing those things goes a long way at, you know, staying healthy and keeping your immune system all fired up.
All fired up, just like David Foreman is. He is
fired up
when he's on
this show.
High five. And you can see more about him at herbalpharmacist.com. That is herbalpharmacist.com. Great, great information. And you know, that's what we're doing here at Radio MD. We are passing on this great information from these amazing expert guests that we have. We're passing this information on to you. So we like you to pass it on to others. Make sure you spread these shows around. Share them on Facebook. You can like us on Twitter at Radio MD or I don't tweet yet. They're trying to get me to do it. But this is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.